All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Got it back in time.
Where were you?
November 6th, 1972. In the news, on the eve of Election Day, George McGovern dismisses a new reversal in the public opinion polls and challenges President Nixon to, quote, come out and face the American people in this campaign. A recent Harris survey says Nixon is ahead of McGovern by 28%. Entertainment news. Dick Clark will usher in 1973 with something called New Year's Rockin' Eve, featuring Three Dog Night, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Al Green, and Billy Preston. At the movies,
but increasingly in this country, candidates are merging the two, selling themselves like an underarm deodorant in commercials just long enough to pound in some mindless slogan that cheapens candidate and voter alike.
Bill McKay is a candidate for the U.S. Senate from California. He has no hope of winning, so he is willing to tweak the establishment.
Don't tell me what I know.
Don't make me.
Will you give me some... Put that damn phone down and let's get this straight. I want to know what the hell this campaign is.
Okay, now for starters, we got to cut your hair in 86 the sideburns.
Robert Redford and Peter Boyle star in The Candidate.
We completely ignored the fact that this is a society divided by fear, hatred, and violence.
Monday Night TV features NFL football with the Colts and Patriots, Gunsmoke, The Lucy Show, and The Doris Day Show. Tonight's episode, Jimmy the Gent. Doris goes undercover and in disguise to land an interview with a hospitalized criminal.
Whoever the thief is, I'm very grateful.
You're grateful.
The readers love it. We've doubled our circulation.
A man commits like 12 robberies within 3 weeks, and you're talking about circulation.
Doris, what's good for crime is good for today's world. You know that.
Well, I hope they catch that rotten thief.
There you go. Passing judgment again. Just because a man steals and loots and pillages and plunders, right away you call him bad.
You better not let them hear you say that.
And on the radio,
I Can See Clearly Now from Johnny Nash. It's number one.
I can see clearly now. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1972.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.